Just about this time last year on the program, I talked with the Secretary of State of South Dakota, Chris Nelson, at a time when states, including Florida and Michigan, were leapfrogging to guarantee that their primaries would be at the front of the calendar. South Dakota was content to bring up the rear. They'll vote on June 3rd, along with Montana. Here's what Mr. Nelson told me last year.
You know, we sometimes joke here that if this primary process ends up as fractured as it appears at this particular point, there's the one in a million shot that perhaps things won't be sewed up by the 3rd of June and South Dakota may get some attention, but that's literally a one in a million chance of that happening. And as opposed to that, I rather think it'll be pretty much wrapped up in February.
Well, hope springs eternal, Mr. Nelson.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Nelson, what do you know?
I think we may be headed towards one in a million.
Your odds there?
I am rethinking the odds, particularly after the events nationally this week, where it appears momentum is going back and forth between the two candidates on the Democrat side. Certainly the Republican nomination is wrapped up, but 3 months away from June 3rd, it looks like the remaining states that are involved, including South Dakota at the end, may have an impact on the Democrat candidate selection process.
And a year ago, I bet you would not have dreamed, there would be a one in a million chance that you would have dreamed that we'd be having this conversation today.
That's exactly right. I was convinced that things would pretty much be wrapped up by that first week of February. But as we're seeing on the Democrat side, a very different dynamic there and a very competitive dynamic. And if that continues for the next couple of months, I expect South Dakota will get some focus from the candidates, and at least the Democrat voters in our state will get a good chance to look at those candidates.
Yeah, who'd have thunk it? I mean, when we talked a year ago, you said it didn't really matter when you had your primary, because South Dakota wouldn't get much attention. It's such a small state. And now it looks like you'll be getting a bunch of attention on June 3rd. It's possible anyway.
It's certainly possible. And you know, the other thing we've got to keep in mind is that is 3 months away. A lot can happen in those 3 months. I can tell you from the election administrator's perspective at this point, where we're starting to think about how many ballots to order and that type of thing, we're shifting our opinion, probably looking at doubling the number of Democrat primary ballots that we're going to order, because we will certainly have a much higher turnout if this tight race continues.
Have you budgeted for that?
You know, the budgeting all comes at the local county level, and so that's issues that each of our counties are going to have to deal with.
I guess it's not a budget breaker, but it could add up.
It could. It will have a slight impact, but, you know, anytime we can generate a good voter turnout, we're more than happy to accommodate that.
Well, Mr. Nelson, I'm glad I had the one in a million chance to talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Chris Nelson speaking with us from Pierre. He's the Secretary of State of South Dakota, which has 15 Democratic delegates at stake when it votes on June 3rd. Montana also holds its primary that day. Puerto Rico holds its caucuses on June 7th.